it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox late last night got a win. Garrett Crochet, a nice performance, beating the Sacramento Athletics. They're back at it again tonight. 10:05 first pitch, 9:05 pregame here on WEEI. Jeffrey Springs will be on the mound for the A's.
Ex-Red Sox.
Yeah, the left-hander. And going up against top prospect, sixth prospect, Connelly Early. Fellow left-hander will be getting the start for the Red Sox in place of Dustin May.
Does he have any cool facial hair or anything?
No, not that I know of.
Damn.
No.
Looks like he was on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, and he very lacking in facial hair, actually.
Yeah, he looks like a little kid.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 12.
So Brad Foe had a good item on him.
Yes, he did.
He said the Red Sox attempt at filling out their rotation was Dustin May and not getting Merrill Kelly. He says it hasn't worked out. The Red Sox pivoted to the starting pitcher, meaning to Dustin May, away from potentially getting Merrill Kelly. The prospect they would have had to give up, Connelly Early, is the prospect that apparently Arizona wanted. Merrill Kelly, by the way, has been quite good in Texas. He has made 7 starts with an ERA below 3, but this is apparently the guy that Arizona wanted.
Okay.
So we'll see him tonight.
Does give you a little bit more juice to the game. I'd rather see these prospects than Dustin May or when he was here, Walker Buehler. So, yeah.
But to Zach running Twitch's point, this is another guy getting an opportunity before Kyle Harrison.
Oh, there'll be 2 more guys ahead of Kyle Harrison. Kyle Harrison's not even next.
Yikes.
There's somebody else.
All the grab bags walk like this. Grab bags walk like this. All the grab bags walk like
this. Jones and Keefe.
All right, week 1 is in the books for the NFL as well as fantasy football, Jones. So now it's time to hit the waivers. Let's say you had a horrible team, a horrible week 1. Hypothetically, like Team Cheetah here in the Jones and Keefe League.
Cheetah is the lowest scoring team in the league, but I'm in a big group of teams to lose. 6 of us lost week 1.
That's true. Half the league is still in search of their first win.
We're only 1 game out of first.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And
thank
so the way we do waivers in this league, you will have top waiver priority, so you're not spoiling anything.
No.
Do you have a top waiver pick in mind?
So, if you are in a league where this guy is available, it should be Bill Kroski-Merritt, not Jacory Kroski-Merritt. If he's out there and available,
Bill Kroski-Merritt?
You go get Bill.
Okay.
If not, I think, and you're going to see me burn the number one waiver priority, Harold Fannin. Tight end for Cleveland.
Oh, I liked him out of Bowling Green.
Yeah, you were high on him.
I loved him.
The
he had like
process.
2,000 catches in college. The guy was a machine. A
lot of targets for my guy Joe Flacco week 1. So that's somebody I'm going to be looking to add. The waiver pickup of the week is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is Cars with a K.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right, the NFL, first week with the new touchback rules. They move it now. If it's a touchback on a kickoff, goes to the 35-yard line. Teams returned in week 1. 118 of the 156 kickoffs.
Yeah.
For a 75.6% return rate. The last time the NFL had a higher return rate for a single week was week 17 in 2010. We haven't seen this
many. Well, I'm surprised it was that high of a rate that recently, but okay, still, well, that's a long time. That's a long time.
15 years ago.
Yeah. I guess I would have assumed that the league had not really had many returns for even longer than that. No, the new rule is great. Unfortunately,
yeah, it's nice.
Our guy, Ben Johnson, didn't understand it last night, and the one time you actually wanted to kick it out of bounds and not kick it to somebody, he chose not to do that. Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, well, it's only one week.
It's 60 minutes.
That's what I was saying about my fantasy team. It's just 1 week.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Although you don't have as long of a season. I don't know if it applies.
No, that's true.
Okay.
But a lot of winnable games on that schedule.
That's true.
Yeah.
Take this promise for a ride. You saw the forest. Now come inside. You took the legend for its fall. You saw the product of it all. Now television's in the air. A circumcision's on the chair. You made the weapons for us all. Just look at us now. Why can't you?
Grab bag. George Kittle, San Francisco 49ers.
Buildup.
It makes you work for it. George Kittle, tight end of the San Francisco 49ers, the oft-injured tight end, is injured once again, and he's been placed on IR. He'll be out at least four games due to a hamstring injury.
Okay, so let's see. Who's back first from their hamstring injury? George Kittle, just placed on IR.
Something to keep an eye on.
Or Christian Gonzalez, who suffered it 6 weeks ago. Let's see.
Grab bag. A little bit of gamesmanship, perhaps, but the Miami Dolphins have signed Cole Strange off the Browns practice squad. So maybe a chance to face his former team. That's assuming he gets promoted to the big club. He may not. Or maybe just looking for a little intel.
Well, let me tell you.
Give us a little intel.
Billy, you hear that? I believe we both had Mike McDaniel as the first head coach fired. That's a cha-ching is what that noise is. Yeah. If they're bringing in Cole Strange for gamesmanship against the Patriots in week two, that's a guy who's about ready to get fired.
No, mine was the different. Mine was Mike McDonald. Mine was the Seahawks coach.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
All right, Mike McDaniel. Right. Nice.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Don Sweeney spoke today. It was the Bruins Foundation golf tournament today.
I am very proud and pleased.
That's all he said.
Wait, is that? Yeah. Hey, guys. Good to see you. I'm plowed.
Plowed and freezed. Yeah, same. I also am those things. But he he said they're going to start the year sans captain.
Yeah, he's like, we'll get
without
one.
Captain.
Look, we're going to have leaders on this team. We're going to start the year. Not go the whole year. We're going to start the year without captain.
I look at that as a direct shot at Pastrnak, because Pastrnak, by the end of the year when he returned, didn't he seem like a guy that was, I don't know, shaping up, turning things around. Maybe it was, I don't know. He seemed to be one guy. Because, like, McAvoy was out with an injury. Those are your two obvious candidates. And Pastrnak was there talking about, like, when they had that little bit of a spark after Marchand. Then they went into the tank. But yet he was still accountable and he was talking.
So who
felt like he was going to be the captain.
Here's the real question. If you don't have a captain, who gets the Stanley Cup first? I think that's the real question with this Bruins team.
Jacobs.
Who leads the team through the handshake line if you don't have a captain?
Sweeney and Neely.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Oh, yeah, one of those guys.
Huh? Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the grab bag. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight.
All right, it was late into the night, but the Red Sox got a win over the A's, and that leads us to the Hogdale call of the night.
Story of no doubter. Left field! There we go! A solo shot with two away in the first inning. Puts the Sox on top. In this Mickey Mouse ballpark in Sacramento, Story is 24th of the season. Let's go, boys. That'll wake you up. That'll wake you up. Late night game on the West Coast. Let's get it. TS10, baby. He's aiming for that 30-30.
Ooh.
30-30 watch.
Wait, Trevor Story 30-30 watch.
Is Hogdale officially putting Story on the 30-30 watch?
Thanks, Hogdale. Is he 24, 27?
I don't know.
I think he's got more steals.
I know he went
20-20
recently. Yeah, where's he at?
He's going to have to get hot, though. Aren't they running out of games?
All right, but like,
are we putting him on the 30-30
yeah,
watch?
Yeah, we got to add that to grab bag.
Man.
I didn't realize he was that close.
I didn't realize that either.
All right, hang on.
But maybe we do.
He's at 24 and 27. Yes.
You're like 25-25 watch.
All right, you want to put him on 25? Next home run, 25-25.
And he has 26 doubles. So whatever that is, 25-25-25 club.
30-30-30 club.
He's having a nice season.
Yeah, you were. We're both ready to release him.
Yeah, I've always
but
been
I like,
a fan.
I like how the text line only accuses you of that.
You hated him. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, I somehow skated on that. I don't know how that is, but I have,
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Okay, well, the Giants did win last night.
Scored
they
a lot
beat
of
the
runs.
Snakes.
He must have done something.
No, he went 0-for.
Oh.
Yeah, he was 0-for.
Huh.
He did draw a walk and score. He came around to score.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs even with that win, but crazier things have happened. They find themselves 3 games behind the New York Mets, who lost again.
Yeah.
But the Giants are right there with a bunch of teams, including the Snakes. So we'll see. They're not out of it, but
no.
three games.
Something I do monitor daily, Bragg, in the Devers daily file that I update. Red Sox are at 5 runs a game without him. The Giants are slowly closing that gap. The Giants are 4.4 runs a game with Devers, so that's getting closer.
Well, and that's because there's no Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
You know, Roman Anthony was a direct.
In fairness, though, it is also because Devers has finally started
right,
to
right,
hit
right,
there.
Right, yeah. right, that's true.
Every day that I am making grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at who the top Major League Baseball performer was from Monday, September 8th. Jones, was it Josh Bell? 4-for-6, 2 home runs, 6 RBI, 3 runs scored.
Wow, might be actually. Wow.
Was it Royce Lewis? 2-for-5 with 2 home runs and 4 RBI. Was it Dylan Cruz? 3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI, 2 runs.
Okay.
Was it Tyler Glasnow? 7 innings, 1 earned run, 11 Ks. Or was it 3-time Hoss of the Week, Garrett Crochet? 7 scoreless innings, 10 Ks.
Yeah, now, Crochet was great, but I don't think that's the way we're going to lean.
You going Josh Bell?
I think we got to go Josh Bell, yeah.
6 RBIs.
Big
nice.
Night.
That's a big total.
2 dingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, you should get this.
Don't say it.
Don't put that evil on
you
us.
You should get this.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Keith is saying we should get this guy.
Right.
So let's get this one, okay?
You should get this one.
Okay.
It's not Desi Relaford. Not Desi Relaford. It is somebody who played for the A's.
All right.
And the Red Sox.
Okay.
And the Pirates and the Cardinals and the Royals and the Indians and the Phillies.
Okay.
11-year big league career. Uh-huh. Broke in 2007. Was done after 2017. 1-time All-Star and was an All-Star with the Oakland A's.
Okay.
He was both an outfielder and a first baseman. He hit from the left side, threw from the right side.
I'm sorry, say it again.
He hit from the left side, but he also wore his glove on the left.
Marcotte? No.
No. Because he would throw with his right, so he'd wear his glove on the left, but he would hit from the left.
Got it.
He had 130 home run season and had multiple 20-plus home run seasons. Was a 2014 All-Star with the Oakland Athletics.
With the A's, 24.
Josh Reddick?
No, ah! Great guess.
Oh,
but no.
That was a great guess.
No,
I thought that was
guess.
It. I saw Keith sliding over there.
Similar
type of player.
Well, kind of. That era.
What Sox team was he on?
That's a good question.
Early on, 07. It was traded in 08. He was a part of
the Coco Crisp trade?
The whole kerfluffle with Manny and Jason Bay and all those guys.
He was in that?
He was in that, yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy. Keith got in our heads. Look at all of it.
I shouldn't have said that. Oh, Textline has it.
Could you cut to those two?
Twitch chat has it. Yeah, these guys are frazzled.
Hang on. We're not frazzled in here. We're good.
It sounds like
we're not frazzled.
No, appearance,
no. We're just
you're giving off an appearance of frazzled.
Zach just sprinted down the hall. Brandon Moss.
He got it.
Brandon Moss was an All-Star?
Sure was. That maybe throws you off the scent.
I disagree with the characterization. We should have got that.
Well, Red Sox. I feel like all Red Sox usually get stabbed. I don't do a lot of Red Sox because they usually go quick.
I remember that. Good job, Zach. Zach having a good day. Turp is on notice. Zach's having a good day.
Yeah.
I thought the video broke or something because he like kicked the door open. He's like, Brandon Moss.
Brandon Moss. Just sprint into the studio next time and scream it. Yeah, Brandon Moss, he had a pretty productive career.
I can't believe that guy was
mostly with the A's.
I can't believe he was an All-Star.
Yeah, I don't know what
happened. Reddick was a great guess.
Yeah, because it was a similar kind of
similar kind of guy.
Remember Josh Reddick was all sad because they didn't have like a tribute video for him when he came back to Fenway?
Yeah.
You're like, dude, what?
Reddick, he'd throw around the leather.
Yeah, he could pick
some gold gloves on that guy.
Yeah, he got a hose,
I think.
For an arm.
Yeah, yeah. It was for an arm.
Let's clarify.
Let's be clear on this. So Brandon Moss.
You know what his nickname was?
Brandon Moss?
Moss Dog.
Moss Dog.
Two G's.
Nice.
Yeah.
Two S's, two G's.
That's right.
Moss Dog.
Moss Dog.
Easy to spell.
Everybody called him that.
There you go. That is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.